Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
We've done top five lists on this podcast before, but what we're going to do is a speed round of top five lists.
Like, we don't have time to prepare?
No time to prepare. You just got to go off the top of your head. Okay? I'm going to give the first top five list.
Okay.
We'll go round robin, though.
Okay.
Or we'll figure it out as we go. But
round robin's fine.
Okay, first top
five. Nobody wants to hear you talk five picks in a row.
First top five. Chris, you're going to go first. Top 5 months, starting with your lowest.
Top 5 months?
Of the year. Quickly.
December.
Quickly. Speed round, Chris.
Number five.
December.
Ben, number five for you.
June.
All right. My number five is going to be... Oh, fuck. I probably should have thought about this. January, because my birthday. Number four, Chris.
October.
Wait, starting with the lowest that we don't like?
The lowest. It's not that you don't like it. This is number 5 out of 12. You know what I mean? This is a good month.
I guess.
Just go. Just okay, list yours. I'll just list all mine. Here we go. Mine are going to be January, December, and then the 3 months of summer. June, July, August.
See, the 3 months of summer would be my least favorite because I hate the heat.
You know, another interesting fact about Halloween is that it occurs in October, which is my fourth favorite month. And the movie Halloween was filmed before Jamie Lee Curtis had her penis cut off. But they don't show it in the movie.
So, October?
It would have been scarier if they did.
October, then what, Chris?
October is number four, and then number three, I would have to say, is going to be August.
All right, two. Just give us all of them.
July, and number one is June.
Because that's your birthday. What about you, Ben?
Can I just go the opposite way? My number one month is October.
Uh-huh.
It's the best month of the year by far. And ooh. Then May, December.
Ben,
who cares? New list.
No, what month are the hockey playoffs?
May.
And that's good because baseball is starting and it's the basketball. So I'm going to remove August from mine and replace that with May. Okay, new.
Well, and that's why I like October because fall is my favorite season.
Okay.
We should have done a top five list in favorite seasons.
All right.
That's a joke. There's only four seasons.
Oh, I didn't even get your joke. That's pretty good. Top five condiments.
Durex.
No, you misunderstood the question, Chris.
What did he say?
Durex.
Chris doesn't wear condiments.
I know. I don't believe in him.
He believes in the clap, though.
I'll shoot some mustard on a bitch.
Is it hot mustard?
Yes.
All right. Top five condiments. Mine are, starting from the lowest, ketchup, mustard, ranch dressing.
Ranch.
Worcestershire sauce. And number one is Arby's sauce.
I really like sweet and sour sauce would be five for me, but number four would be Jack in the Box's sweet and sour sauce.
It's
a little bit different. It's really tangy, but it's good. Number three would be McDonald's sweet and sour sauce. It's green. The fuck is that about? But it's tasty.
I forgot to just say McDonald's barbecue. That's got to be on my list.
McDonald's barbecue is my number one. And number two would probably be J. Leroy's dipping sauce.
Oh, that's my number one, but we can't. You have to have a whole separate list of favorite barbecue sauces.
No, go. Just your condiments. Go.
My turn?
Yeah. You know Jay Leroy's number one.
Number two is a really good honey mustard sauce.
All right.
Number three is a teriyaki sauce.
Mm-hmm. That's a good sauce.
Number four. Oh, God. Number four. Oh, Thousand Island sauce. And number five is relish.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Go for it.
Do you guys enjoy a burger with mustard and ketchup on it, or do you like that Thousand Island spread on a burger?
I like the Thousand Island spread. Whatever In-N-Out puts on their burgers, that's what I love.
Yeah, I think it's a Thousand Island. That's a good spread for a burger, especially when it's nestled in some sourdough bread.
That's true. All right, top five countries in Asia.
Japan.
Yeah, Ben, you start.
Japan is one.
Number one. You can go in any order, I guess. It doesn't matter.
Number two is North Korea, because those fuckers are crazy.
You don't want to piss them off. You want to put them high on the list.
Yeah. Number three is South Korea.
Okay.
Number four is downtown San Francisco. And number five is Malaysia, because it has Asia in it.
Oh, that's a good, I was actually thinking that. All right, I'll go next. Or do you want to go, Chris?
Number five is Myanmar. Number four is Burma. Number three is Nepal. Number four is Indonesia. I mean, number two is Indonesia. Uh-huh. And number one is Laos.
Chris has a map of Asia tattooed on him, which isn't fair. Okay, number five for me is going to be Malaysia. I like where Ben went with that because it's got the word Asia in it. Number four is Taiwan because it has everything is made there. We get a lot of cheap products. Number three, the Philippines. Is that Asian?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Philippines. I bet it's pretty there. Number two is, I'll go North Korea. No, I don't want to go North. I'm going to say China because they have the balls to get population control started.
And when they paint kids' toys, they use lead.
All right. And number one is Japan, just because they're the smartest and they have the hottest chicks.
And they're the cleanest.
All right.
What I like about China is that when they put paint on kids' toys and they get the executives get in trouble for it, they kill themselves out of shame. I really respect that.
Did you know in a lot of Asian countries, like in their professional baseball teams, if the umpire makes a mistake, that they send a microphone down and he apologizes to both teams and to the crowd?
That's awesome.
Like, shame is a huge part of the Asian culture.
Which is why...
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for people, seriously.
I agree.
We all agree with that.
I think it would be too hard to cover this without sounding like an Adam Carolla bit, but it's true.
Yeah. No. Like,
the world needs more shame, or the United States needs more shame.
Of course. People just talk on their cell phones about the craziest things in public.
I still get embarrassed when I'm in a store and my cell phone rings. Seriously. Like, everybody has one, but it still, like, embarrasses me. Like, I think I'm a hotshot.
All right. Top five salutations. That's things you can...
Number five, salutations.
Those are things you can say at the beginning or end of conversations or letters.
Number four would be peace out.
All right.
Number three would be greetings.
Okay.
Number two would be your friend. And number one, it's one that I'm... fond of lately, but I rarely use because I don't have the confidence to use it, I guess. But when people use regards.
Oh, I like regards.
Strong statement.
I was going to put regards high up on mine.
Yeah.
I like much obliged.
Yeah, that's good. I hate when people say late.
Oh, that's my least favorite.
Like when you're talking to him on the cell phone. And now that I think about it, I think Chris does that.
Chris does not say late. Definitely does not say
late. Has he before?
No way.
I don't think so.
Chris, maybe I'm mistaken, but you know what I mean? Like when you talk to some people on the cell phone and you, go, all right, I always say, all right, bye, or all right, see you later, and they go late.
I always go, all right, regards. Sincerely, Danny.
Salutations.
Watson, Laurence Olivier plays Moriarty.
I have a year-long membership with KP.
Top five places you want to do it.
In the vagina.
And Danny, you can't say Brian's butt.
Chris, you go first this time. You haven't gone first.
Locations?
Whatever you want. You can interpret it however you want.
In a Catholic church. You imagine that? Oh, wait, I gotta do more. Everyone. I gotta do all of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Probably just at a romantic beach. Actually, I do have a good one. Dubai.
What?
Is that what it's called? Dubai?
Yeah. The city they're building, right?
Those islands that they built.
Yeah.
Because that looks like an awesome place.
Okay.
You could just be totally nude with your lady that you love, and no one will bother you. except for a waiter on a sailboat.
All right, you got two left.
Under your bed while you and Tanya are sleeping.
It is not masturbate.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Chris has just been naming off places he wants to beat off.
Places I have done it. Inside an air conditioning vent.
Ooh, that's a good one, I guess. It's like from a spy movie.
Sure.
And number one.
I thought that was number one.
Maybe that's number one. All right. Number five for me, a gravity-free chamber.
I that wasn't number one. Number one for me is inside the Louvre while I'm staring at the Mona Lisa.
No, I think I'm going to go number one. Number one is the gravity-free chamber. That'd be pretty awesome. Can you imagine all the crazy sexual things you could do?
Yeah.
Imagine such a thing. Number two is on It's a Small World.
It is a long ride.
Uh-huh.
It's a small world and a small dick.
Because you could do it in all, it's like doing it all over the world. You know what I mean?
In front of all kinds of children. Yeah, not just the neighborhood kids.
Number three, what is it called? Where you jump out of planes? Skydiving.
When you have a rope around your neck?
Number four is on a trampoline. And number five is, I don't know. Can't think of anything else good. On the internet. I don't know what that means.
Like you can film it?
You can interpret that however you want.
I have been on a trampoline with a lady once.
Was that fun?
It was interesting. It kind of helps you, but then all of a sudden it gets going too fast and it gets dangerous.
Chris was doing like backflips. And. All right. What are yours, Ben?
My number five would be the quad at Orville High School.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Number four would be Sonia's office with Sonia.
Is that like a nickname for one of her body parts?
No, she has an office.
Oh, okay.
I always daydream about going to work on her lunch and just doing her in the office.
It really sounds like the office is a nickname for her ass.
You hear that?
And like she'd have to keep it down because we're at her work office. So then she would just dirty talk with me by writing things on a post-it note and then put it on my chest.
Or if you have two computers, you guys could just email each other dirty requests.
Yeah, there you go. What number am I on? Three?
Yeah.
Number three would be the ball pit at a 1980s McDonald's.
Hey, she's not allowed in on this podcast. You know the rules.
She's scooping ice cream. She's okay.
All right, I'm just joking.
Number two. Hey, where are some places you'd want to do it with me?
Well, you can't get outside help. It's going to be somewhere romantic instead of dirty.
She said the pig bin.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
When you work produce for a grocery store, there's like a giant bin that you throw all of your like moldy fruit and stuff in.
Oh, man.
Wants to do me in the pig bin, apparently.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Hey, where's the weirdest place you guys have done it in?
They want to know where the weirdest place is that we have done it.
I've done it in a stairwell.
Danny's done it in a stairwell. Chris has done it in a butt. We did it at a friend of ours' house while they were having like a dinner party in the room that my friend's mom was going to sleep in later that night. And everybody knew what we were doing and they were waiting for us to finish so they could go to bed.
Was that the... Was that the really swanky dinner party I threw at the old mansion, and I invited you and Sonia and the race car driver
and your mom
and the famous movie starlet?
She was going to sleep in that bed, if I remember correctly.
And then somebody got murdered while you guys were off supposedly having sex in a bed.
Sonia said the weirdest place we've probably ever done it was on Chris's mattress in his room.
That was your first podcast experience.
Wow. Yeah.
I told you guys could.
Yeah.
I thought it smelled like Sonia's taint when I went back
How do you know what that smells like?
Just descriptions you've given me.
Ben is a wordsmith. Very, very accurate descriptions. Next top five list. Top five black people.
I'm going to have a tough time getting one.
I wondered how long it would take this to get racist. Yeah. Top five black people.
I guess I'll just name five people that play in the NHL. Somebody else start.
I'll go first. I'll go with Webster. Webster. I'm going to go with Beyonce because she's hot. Obama, because he's an excellent president. What am I at? Four. Donald Brashears. Why is that funny?
I don't know. That's just funny to me. That reference caught me off guard.
That's a hockey player. Hockey player I know. And then my number one favorite black person. I'm going to go with Dennis Rodman because he's all hustle.
Wow.
Number five for me would be Maya Angelou because she's a national treasure.
I thought you named him a Ninja Turtle. He was black. He was green.
My other black people, that lady I respect is Leonardo. Donatello.
Master Splinter.
That's a good one.
Jackie Robinson.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to change my number one. My number one is Jim.
Uncle Tom.
Jim who?
From Huck Finn.
Wasn't it Jim?
Jim, you're thinking of Jim and the Holograms. Me and my friends are Jim girls. Ooh, Jim is my name. Beauty, fortune, fashion, and fame. Once you're a Jim girl, you're never the same. But come on, come on, and be a Jim girl. Ooh, Jim is my name.
Wesley Snipes.
Was that your number two or one?
Two.
These are in no particular order.
You got to name number one.
Malcolm X.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
no, you don't have to. No explaining necessary, bro. Listen.
Red Fox.
All right, Ben, you're five.
My number five would be Aunt Jemima. Does that count?
Yep.
She was syrup, but I'm pretty sure she was meant to be black.
Do you think Aunt Jemima and Uncle Tom were married to each other?
I don't know. Maybe. Number four would be the often overlooked Satchel Paige.
All right.
Number three would be Dave Chappelle.
See, I was realizing my list wasn't actually accurate.
My number two is the plastic surgeon that worked on Kanye West's mom. And my number one would be Michael Jackson's doctor.
Next top five list. Top five insects you would eat. And this is like the top five, not the top five you want to eat. It's the top five ones that you would think would be the least bad. And you can't just go by size.
There's a lot of rules on this one.
I'm going to go with praying mantis. I would eat a praying mantis. I also will accept spiders. Daddy long legs. A mosquito. A red ant. Just because I hate them and I want to eat one. And
ants are spicy.
Yeah, but... And number one is a flea, because it wouldn't be that bad. I guess I broke my own rule.
Did Danny pick five bugs that he'd want to eat, or just five bugs that could be found in his hair? Those are all five bugs that you probably eat every night when you sleep.
Praying mantises. There are multiple praying manti in my hair.
Wouldn't that be crazy if you shook your hair and a praying mantis fell out?
If you walk by Danny's bed at night, you can hear tons of crickets in his hair.
I have those insects that glow. Like my hair lights up at night.
Fireflies. I bet Danny's hair looks like it would home, like, house beetles. Like, beetles always just look all greasy and shiny. Like, I would imagine they would just fall out of his hair.
His hair looks like the mop right before you throw it away.
Danny's hair reminds me of that scene from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. You know, the one with all the bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, top five bugs you would eat. And you can just list bugs that you think are in my hair if you want.
Crickets. Maggots. flies. what are those things that crawl around and shit? Are those maggots?
That's maggots. Thanks for clarifying those.
millipedes. And more maggots.
Chris, your list, please.
Daddy long legs. Mosquito hawk. Regular sized ant.
Are you listing things that you want to eat or that are in my hair?
Both.
Okay.
Lice. And fleas.
Top five dog names.
Hooch.
That's a good one.
Odie.
Nice.
Tango.
Tango.
Cash.
It's true. You could name whatever you want.
And Columbo.
All right. Top five candy bars.
This is going to be hard.
I got to go Milky Way Dark.
Gross.
I love a Milky Way Dark. Are you kidding me? Twix. Twix is an awesome bar. A Score bar is delicious. A whatchamacallit is really good.
Score bars are for fags.
My number one candy bar is cookies and cream. It's Hershey's cookies and cream. It's like white chocolate. They're delicious.
Is Junior Mint a bar?
No. You can melt. If you want to say that you want to melt Junior Mints and turn it into a bar yourself.
I don't
yourself,
want okay. to say that. How about a Kit Kat bar?
Yes, that is a bar.
A Milky Way bar.
Okay.
Three Musketeers bar.
You don't have to say bar after everything.
A Hershey bar. And
one more bar reference is going to put Ben over the edge.
A Rocky Road candy bar.
You really got Ben going.
Right, number one, Snickers.
God, none of us named Snickers.
Number two, Kit Kat. Number three, peanut M&Ms. It's not a bar, but I'm using it. Number four, Mr. Good Bar.
Oh, God, I love those.
That's a good bar.
It is.
And number five would be Baby Ruth.
Top five alphabet letters.
See, I don't like Snickers because there's just too much going on.
Snickers is one of the best, most well-balanced bars.
It really
on the
is.
Market.
Every time I have a Snickers bar, I'm surprised how well that thing is put
together.
It just
seems like they're kind of cocky.
They have the right to be, though.
It's too much.
You're right. Like, you know, Barry Bonds, he was a dick to the media, but fuck, he hit a home run every time you pitched a ball near the plate. You know, why wouldn't you be a dick and cocky? What are you going to do?
When I eat a Snickers bar, I think about John Lennon saying that the Beatles are bigger than Jesus.
Yeah, but when Barry Bonds crossed home plate, he didn't just pull his dick out and wave it around for people to see also. He left well enough alone.
But what is the Snickers? I don't understand the reference. What does Snickers bar do that is the equivalent of pulling their dick out on home plate and waving it around? I'd love to hear what...
Well, it's candy, but then they put in caramel. They put in peanuts. They put
nougat.
In nougat and fluffy... lighter chocolate candy.
All right, yeah, that is offensive.
Just too much.
Don't we have enough to do? I mean, I've got to take my kids to soccer. You know, my husband is self-employed. If his business is